Davis, Corey Evans. Could be a very useful ball. Oh, and Davis! Yes! The goal of dreams from the captain for Northern Ireland. They've threatened to make one really count for something. What now from Norwood? Well, McCauley was coming in. Oh, it's in! McGuinness, and that's the moment they've waited a generation for. Oh, and McCauley underneath it, but back in. Oh, yeah. Oh, sensational. Stephen Davis, icing on the cake. Extraordinary goal.
Welcome to this week's We're Not Brazil podcast. Rich here with Andy.
Hello.
We are going to talk about the things that have been happening in terms of Northern Ireland's progression towards the European Championships. Now that we are 1 month away.
1 month.
Can you believe that it's this close?
Scary. It is actually. It's getting to the point. Everything's organised. Flights, trains, match tickets, everything. And we're just waiting to go.
When is it that you fly out?
1 month today.
You fly out on the day?
I fly out the day the tournament starts, yeah.
Brilliant. And you're flying into Lyon or Nice?
I'm flying to Montpellier, actually.
Oh.
And then getting the train to Lyon, and it takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So, yeah, it should be good. But the big news, Richard got tickets.
I finally got tickets,
Richard
yeah.
got tickets to the match.
I've got Ukraine tickets. It's expensive trying to book this late, trying to get out to a match.
Yeah.
I wanted to get Ukraine tickets in particular because that is a great chance to win. I think that beating Ukraine is probably our best hope in terms of qualification through to the final 16.
Yeah.
And I think they have a real good opportunity, especially with the sort of infighting that's going on with Ukraine.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. Is it Yarmolenko, I think, is one of the players, and he's one of their main men. I think even when the draw was made, people seen Ukraine as that's no Ireland's chance to win a match.
Absolutely.
Poland, we could maybe make a draw. Germany, it's doable, but beating
it's a cup final
tough.
Itself, do you know what I mean? In Paris, to be playing against Germany,
That's it. It's
going to be an incredible atmosphere, whatever happens.
It's going to be amazing, and I think, as well, because we've got Germany in the next World Cup qualifiers, a lot of players will be looking to make a name for themselves, be looking to sort of push into that World Cup qualifier squad, because if we can get a result against Germany in the Euros, we'll be full of confidence going into those qualifiers.
Well, listen, if the Republic can do it, Northern Ireland can definitely
do it.
We
can do it twice.
You know? We have better players than John O'Shea. We'll be goal scorers throughout that team. So if there's infighting in Ukraine, it gives us a real opportunity. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So if Karol Polianka or Yarmolenko are listening, the manager said something about your mum. So I wouldn't take that lightly.
No. Nope.
I would go on strike. Looking towards our own team now, there was obviously a raft of fixtures this weekend.
Yep.
Stephen Davis, the shining star.
Davis was phenomenal the weekend for Southampton against Tottenham. I only seen it on Match of the Day because it was at the Liverpool-Watford game.
Oh, you were at the Liverpool match, were you?
Yeah, Craig Cathcart was playing. But, you know, when you've got Philippe Coutinho against him, it's tough to, tough to hold him down, you know. But
keeping an eye on Wales's star man, I take it.
Joe Allen. If there's any player in the world, you can take your Messi's, you can take your Ronaldo's. If there's any player in the world I wish was from Ulster, it's Joe Allen. I love Joe Allen. He's so good.
He's all right. He's a good lad.
He'd walk onto that Villa team. He'd be Villa captain by the end of the week.
Speaking of captains, Stephen Davis had an incredible
match. He did.
Really,
he did.
Really starting to perform against, you know, a very good Spurs team like this year.
I mean, he beat one of the best keepers in that league in the race twice.
Absolutely.
It actually could have been more, but Tadic was a bit greedy when all he had to do was tap it across to him. But I think that it's showing he's full of confidence. He's going to be going out to France knowing that he's got goals in him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will actually put a lot of teams onto his radar. A lot of people will be like, okay, this guy can clearly score goals, gets himself into good positions.
Yeah.
And Yeah, he's definitely probably our player to watch.
Northern Ireland are definitely on a lot of people's radars. Like, yeah. Even if you look at the... I have it sitting in front of me. The most recent edition of 442 magazine. Mm-hmm. Their Euro 2016 special is in this magazine. And on the front cover is the Northern Ireland team.
Yeah.
Like, of all the teams they could have picked, they're going for Northern Ireland. They reckon... I mean, okay, so the headline says, who you call an underdogs? They themselves believe that Northern Ireland have a shot at turning some heads. I mean, listen, Leicester were 5,000 to 1
yep.
to win the Premier League this year and did it. Or as you see, did you see Oscar De La Hoya? He was like, "Oh, they were 5,000 to 1 to win the UEFA Cup." Just don't. If you don't know anything about football, just don't pretend that you do. But I mean, if Leicester can do, I mean, and this is going to be useful the next 50 years. If Leicester can do it, why yeah. can they not do it? But actually, Northern Ireland are probably as underrated. They have quality players.
We are 250 to 1, so I think that makes us Shane's.
What's that? 20 times more likely.
Exactly. We are a certain to win this competition.
I see it hard to see past them, really. But they're on the front of the 442 magazine.
Yep.
They look great, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Like, they look like they're up for a scrap.
Chris Bird looks like he's about to kick somebody in the face. He really does.
He's not happy. I mean, if they have the intensity going into the match as they yeah. do going into that photo shoot, we're in great shape. So Ali Norwood also came out of championship season unscathed.
Yep.
As injury free as we can. I mean, I hate bringing it up again, but Chris Brunt is a big, big loss.
Jimmy Ward's a doubt at the minute, isn't he?
Is he?
I think so. He got injured a couple of weeks ago. There is a bit of a question mark. They're hoping he's going to be fine, but Jimmy Ward will be a big mess if he's not there.
You are rocking the new kit. You could step in if Jimmy Ward doesn't.
I mean, you know,
it looks well, and you have to say, especially the badges.
Yeah, it's you know, just grew my hair, got myself a beard, just thought, you know, Jimmy Ward's out, I can just pretend I'm George Best in his younger days. And
all these players are hopefully going to make it to the campaign.
Yeah.
Injury free. We need our big players, obviously, like Cal and people like that, to stay as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
We have a great chance. Now, the only thing I will say about 442 is that they have a lineup. They have a projected lineup for how we're going to start.
Yeah.
And it seems to you and me like it's just a wee bit off.
It's a bit strange. They have Conor McLaughlin playing right wing.
Yeah.
Which won't happen.
Three at the back as well.
Three at the back. He tried that in the last few friendlies.
Okay.
It didn't really work. And it was whenever he changed it back to 4-4-2 that we actually scored our goals in both of them.
Yeah.
So I think he'll probably stick with 4-4-2 for the Euros. They don't have Connor Washington in here, which is interesting. Which I think, after his performances in the last two friendlies...
They do have Ward down though.
Ward as a centre forward with Kyle.
Yeah.
I'd be putting Ward out in the wing and playing Connor Washington up front personally.
Well, also, if Ward's a doubt, it's probably likely they'll just swap him for Washington. But actually, they'll not play three at the back. You can't play three at the back against a Germany team or a Poland team.
Won't work. I think that your standard's McCauley, Cathcart, Evans. Just realised there's no Paddy McNair in this team. I think Paddy McNair would probably be a...
I don't know if he starts though, does he?
Yeah, I'd start him. He was actually starting at defensive midfield.
Right.
Against Latvia. Played very well.
Yeah, Paddy McNair in defensive midfield would be a good move for him.
Yeah.
I think he could do a job there. I actually think they should be playing him there at United as well.
He's better than Fellaini, so...
Well, he's not as physical as Fellaini, really.
Yeah, but he won't get sent off as much as Fellaini either, so...
Right.
Yeah, give him a game.
Well, so, in terms of other Northern Irish sporting news, you were at the cup final there at Windsor.
Yep, Irish Cup final.
Beautiful photos, by the way, up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I took that just as I walked in. It was, I was there. I'm a Bangor fan.
Right. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we got relegated. I have a soft spot for Linfield, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
Coming from my dad and a couple of my friends. So I was going there supporting Linfield. They just didn't show up. Glenavon were fantastic, deserved it 100%. Kevin Branagh was deservedly man of the match. Mm-hmm. Absolute stormer. And yeah, it was a good day. Banter was good.
I heard it was a good crowd.
Yeah, very good crowd, both sides as well. I was obviously sitting in the Linfield end, so it was packed, both lower and upper tier. And then
that's good though.
But I think that the biggest thing for me was walking in that Windsor's nearly done. It's nearly ready.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the new stadium.
The cop is nearly back up, which is, I think it's the thing that most fans are looking forward to for the next campaign.
I think the first match after the European Championships, mm-hmm. when the stadium's finished and Northern Ireland have just won the Euros, the atmosphere at Windsor is going to be incredible. Even if they do only manage to get to the Final 16, the atmosphere is going to be brilliant. They're going to be singing Michael O'Neill's name. It's going to be a special atmosphere.
Yeah.
Whenever that stadium is finally completed.
Yeah. And I think that the fans are just excited. The fans are just, they're looking forward to it. 1 month to go and
I'm excited too, man. I can't wait. I think we should do regular podcasts from now on. As many as we can.
Yep.
We will build this up. Because we're going to go to the Euros and I think we're going to do a job over there.
Yeah, definitely.
So, thank you for listening to this podcast. I will update you with our next one on our Facebook channel. Also, follow us on Twitter @WeAreNotBrazil. Take care, guys.
Yep, see you later.